Hi, I'm Ellie Irons, and I am the community science educator and lab manager at Nature Lab.
Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine, Ellie Irons. You are no stranger to this or the sanctuary. You're now part of our staff, recently joined us. And for those listeners who may not recognize your name, can you tell us about some of the work that you've done with the sanctuary and on your own?
Sure, yeah. So I moved to Troy in 2017 to do the Electronic Arts program at RPI and immediately started working at the sanctuary as a volunteer and as an educator. So in that capacity, I started running Nature Lab open hours back when the building across the street housed Nature Lab. And I did Uptown Summer mentorship at one point. And I also have been running the Lawn Redisturbance Laboratory, which is an art and ecology project that's right next door to Collard City Growers. And yeah, I'm an artist with a strong interest in urban ecology and field work. So I do my work out in the public on the street as much as possible.
So now you are the community science educator and land manager. What does that mean? What are you doing?
It means a variety of things. So, Nature Lab exists as a community science lab in one way. That's the first floor of the new blue building that opened up just south of Collard City Growers. And in that capacity, I get to work on the various initiatives that are happening in the lab and kind of help make sure they run smoothly. So we've got the Water Justice Lab, we've got our soils, we've got the beginnings of some air quality monitoring, and I just make sure that folks can get into the lab when they need to, that they have what they need, and work with folks who need help in that way. And then the community science educator kind of also takes me outside of the lab and onto the grounds of the sanctuary's environmental campus. So I work at Collard City Growers and I work to kind of try to find ways to bridge inside and outside from the community science lab out into the gardens and think about how we can make the whole kind of nature lab container include both of those pieces.
Right, the living, learning laboratory. Sometimes the threads between the Nature Lab and People's Health Sanctuary and Collard City Growers can be complex for people. What are some examples of how you thread these connections between the different initiatives?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think a really great example is the work we're doing with Abby Kinchy and Kathy High with Our Soil, because that is a soil testing project that aims to get really accessible, cheap soil testing for lead tests into people's hands and does it in the neighborhood. So it makes a lot of sense to have a lab where people can see the kinds of materials that need to go into making one of these kits. Like we need to prepare the kits, we actually need a fume hood, right? That's a hood that sucks toxins out of the air and makes sure that you don't breathe anything in. You don't want to breathe in, because even though these are very accessible, low-cost kits, there's one little component that takes hydrochloric acid. So having the ability to do that on the block in North Central Troy, not needing to leave to RPI, being able to demonstrate that to people safely, and then to have us fan out into the neighborhood and actually test the soil, including at places like Collard City Growers and other of our living, learning laboratory spaces on the campus, really makes a meaningful connection between the work done in the lab and the work done out on the land. And I think that in even bringing in the People's Health Sanctuary, I mean, that's intimately entangled with people's level of comfort getting the benefits that they deserve to get from urban green spaces that a lot of folks are denied when they don't know if that land is safe or not. So hopefully, through this kind of work, we really can tie together the health sanctuary work, the kind of wet lab, the bio lab aspects, and being out in the field.
Water Justice Lab is one way where youth fellows from the community are being brought into the lab. There's also the open hours of Collard City Growers. What are other ways that the community has access to Nature Lab?
Sure. So maybe I'll talk a little bit more about what Water Justice Lab is, because that kind of, I think, is a nice model for getting folks into the lab. It's kind of a civic science project in that these fellows that have been hired, it's in collaboration with Riverkeeper. They actually, when they come, we come one weekend a month, we all go out to the river together and sample some water. And then we get deliveries of water from all up the kind of northern flow of the river, and they get tested right there in the lab by these youth fellows. And they're actually engaged in the sampling, and then they're engaged in the lab process. And then with Collard City Growers, we're opening our gates, as it were, twice a week, Thursday evenings from 5 to 8, and then Friday from 4 to 6 is a kind of family-oriented open hours, but open to everyone. And those focus both on stewardship, like the kind of harvesting and care and tending we need to do for the land. So they can be educational opportunities and also really great way to give back to the garden, but also just an invitation for people to come and relax. And you don't have to, you can just bring your kid and hang out in a blanket and soak in some vibes. As far as other ways for folks to get involved in the lab, I think that that's something that it needs to get expanded. We don't have any regular open public hours right now, but that's something that I would love to see happen in the future as we develop more ways for folks to plug in, or just the kinds of things that folks can come in and look at and learn from quickly without having to necessarily, you know, get involved in one of these projects right away, kind of a first step in. So that's something I'm excited to see happen, but isn't active yet. Pretty new to actually having opened the doors and coming out of COVID with what is happening in the lab right now.
Can you talk a little bit more about the land stewardship idea with Collard City Growers? I hear a lot of people expecting a garden to be intensive labor, really having a goal of producing a certain amount of produce. What kind of model is Collard City Growers showcasing?
Yeah, so it's different than a normal community garden. It's also different from a garden that's oriented towards producing annual crops. As you pointed out, you will see some annual crops. You'll see some rows of kale, maybe some tomato plants. These are the kinds of plants that need to be planted and harvested yearly. But the bulk of what you'll see at Collard City, which I really love, is these perennial plants, meaning plants that come back year after year. We're talking food forest type plants. So we've got peaches ripening. We're just coming out of cherry season. We've got a lot of other like gooseberries, black raspberries. You're going to see throughout the year these plants producing. And they do need to be tended a little bit, right? They do better if we prune them, if we fertilize them, but they're not the kind of crop that needs to be planted and tended to each year. And part of the interest in working that way at Collard City Growers has to do with the amount of labor that goes in and the amount of food that we get out, and also the balance of creating a biodiverse habitat that's beneficial for humans and non-humans. So humans step into this space, and you might not be immediately feeling like, oh, this is just like every other community garden I've been in. I can see the neat rows of corn. I can see the neat rows of herbs. But hopefully you can feel a little bit like this is an active habitat. I see these winding paths with wood chips. I see flowers sprouting out. I see, once you learn a little bit more about what you're looking at, I see medicine and nutrition and food everywhere. And it's not just food for me as a human. It might be food also for some of the insects who so desperately need habitat right now in our cities. And also a really, I think, Azare Keahi has done a lot of work around bringing in plants that have a range of relationships to diverse cultures. So a kind of a garden where, depending on where you're from in the world or where you grew up or what kind of cultural associations you have, you might recognize a plant that I wouldn't recognize, that the next person wouldn't recognize, and be like, oh, I do XYZ with that plant. So trying to also create bioculturally diverse green space at Collard City Growers.
And once again, those open hours are Thursdays and Fridays. What are the hours?
Thursdays, 5 to 8. And Fridays, 4 to 6.
And that is a great place to meet you, Ellie Irons, our new community science educator and lab manager at the Sanctuary. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Nina. Great to chat with you.